Reading Chelsea with you. Favorite Topics podcast on a Friday where we head into a ton of basketball, but Chelsea's into it because it's pizza.
I mean, if there's snacks on snacks, I'm not going to say
Going to
no.
have taco dip.
I would like to be briefed after this podcast of what time all this stuff is. I know Friday, but I don't know anything besides Friday, so I just need to plan the weekend. Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Okay. Snacks on snacks on snacks,
Reed. I've never been this into both Final Fours.
That's
like
great.
We watched the women's national title game last year, but I'm into the two semifinals plus the men's side, so it's going to be a bunch. That's not my favorite topic, though. The fact is that you think it's not okay to be at the grocery store. You forget something, mac and cheese, box of mac and cheese.
If you're with somebody, you can go back
and
get it.
Alone,
if you're alone, no way.
And you're buying a full basket of groceries, and it's going to take the person some time to process it. You can't leave the post.
I don't think so.
What if there's no shoppers behind you?
Do it then.
What if there is one shopper behind you?
No. Because then that person's like, oh.
You give them the I'll be right back, and you do the light jog. You show effort.
Okay. I don't do it, but that's just me.
What if you say, I could put everything back, and you could go, or, since everything's out, I could just go grab it?
No.
Well, I would have gone without thinking about it. I really wouldn't have hesitated, so now you've kind of got me second-guessing. But I never grocery shop.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about this,
and
so
Chelsea
who cares?
Chelsea doesn't forget, like, anything. Like, it's actually, if she forgot, it's because I didn't tell her. If I say, do we have salsa, and you're like, you didn't tell me. So
right, you're out of luck,
and you'd
dude.
You certainly never forget the mac and cheese, so I learned something from you.
Okay, Reed, let's talk about your Milwaukee Brewers player.
Yeah, J.J. Hardy. So when I was a kid, my brother and I play MLB The Show. That's the video game. And so that was the J.J. Hardy, Ricky Weeks, Ben Sheets. I mean, Craig Counsell. Can I say that name yet?
Boo.
He was on that
team. No, you cannot say that name.
So J.J. Hardy lives in Arizona, and he has built himself, you know, a lot of these former basketball players build like a full basketball court.
No.
Former baseball player, he builds
a baseball field in a neighborhood, and people are not
with
happy.
With the home run foul poles and the whole shoot match.
Yeah. It's not good, Reed. It's really not good. I wouldn't be happy if this was my home. Here's a picture I didn't show you before.
I didn't see this. Holy smokes. He is in a neighborhood.
Yeah, I told you.
No, I mean, but I pictured like a more open space.
No,
he planted this puppy.
Right next to the people.
Right in between other large homes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's probably not going to go over well.
I mean,
but it's already like done, so I don't know what you do.
Huge netting fences.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm sure other people have done this. I've never heard of it.
I've never seen such a thing.
That's like a former football player. I'm going to build a 100-yard football field.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Wow.